Okay, you're very welcome back to the programme. This is the weekend edition here on Highland Radio. And I'm joined in studio by Kieran Gilchrist from Letterkenny, Stephen Breheny from Donegal Town. Collectively, they are called Ragas Agus Tagal. Thanks, gentlemen, both of you, for calling in.
Thank you.
You've been at this together now a couple of years, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. About 3 years.
Very good. And how have things been going?
Good, yeah. We just released our debut EP a couple of weeks ago. It's Irish language and trad. So we were sort of hoping I've always been pursuing Irish language music.
Mm-hmm.
Folk and bit of jazz and stuff. And we decided to keep with that, keep doing the same thing and play a bit of Irish language. They're original songs, you see.
Yes.
And a bit of trad.
You have an ethos then, so, and you want to use the Irish language, but do you have to think about that from a sort of a commercial perspective, if you know what I'm saying, as to, you know, its wider appeal? Will people prefer the Irish more versus the English version, or?
Yeah, in terms of it's sort of a niche market. It wouldn't be a very large market.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something I personally love.
Mm, okay.
I went to Irish school,
yeah,
primary and secondary, see. And Stephen's quite interested in the language, although he doesn't speak it.
Does that cause any artistic differences?
No. I basically play along anyway.
So. Very good. So you go with the flow. Stuff, lads. The CD, the EP that's out now, I've released it for Peterhouse, and there's great moves happening with Peterhouse at the moment, and we're hoping next month, I think, that we'll have this centre up here open to complement the services that's already there. How important was it that it was for a cause like that?
Well, it's very close to our hearts, to be honest. I mean, we're very aware of the epidemic at the moment. It's got really quite bad in recent years, and we'd like to help, you know, by raising some money for the group.
Mm.
We want to be able to help people who are in crisis, you know, because we've been there ourselves, you know, in similar sort of situations, and we just thought it'd be, I guess it's something we really wanted to do, to try and help, even though we wouldn't have a huge pull, but...
But we're talking about it now, even.
Yeah.
You were in the Donegal News discussing it, you know, the CD's out there and people, and you get to explain it in that regard, so it will still impact lots and lots of people, without a doubt. Yeah. So the CD, do you gig together, by the way, guys?
We do gig an awful lot
so people can come and see us live as well. You better have some of the CDs with you. And people can get it online as well.
Yeah.
Where do they go for that?
Bandcamp.
Bandcamp, brilliant. Yeah. And what do they search for? Or
Ragalugas Taggle.
Okay, superb. And what gigs have you got coming up? Anything in the pipeline?
We will be in Conway's in Remelton on a Friday night. And I think we haven't got a confirmed date yet, but that will be a weekly...
Oh, brilliant. Excellent.
I think that starts at 10 o'clock. And I think we'll be in the golf club in Letterkenny on a Saturday night.
Nice one. Yeah. Also, regular...
Regular stuff.
Yeah. And of course, too, we're coming into the summer months. And in fact, the season's almost started now already,
Yeah.
And this is what it's all about. This is what we are, really. You know, this isn't... No harm to what goes on in Temple Bar or what have you, but this is the real deal here.
Yeah.
You know, real Irish music.
Absolutely.
Right, you're going to sing one for us, aren't you? You're not going to escape that easy, sure. Kieran.
Sure.
What's this one going to be?
This is called Lubna Boihra. It's an Irish language song based on travel. The title means the bend in the road, and it discusses travelling in Galway, Connemara, and the bending of the road, the green glens and the rivers and... things like that.
I know you have the love, obviously, for Irish. Do you find it a more descriptive language than English when you're describing these type of things?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, when I started writing as something more than a hobby in 2011, I had been writing for years, but I was writing in English, and I found I couldn't connect with the language.
Mm-hmm.
And then I decided to translate one of the songs into Irish, and I found great meaning in that. And then I continued that theme and wrote maybe 6 or 7 in Irish.
Felt more authentic, I suppose.
Was authentic.
Yeah. I know what you're saying. Yeah, it's really you could relate more to it and relate.
Yeah,
using as a
it's a very poetic language,
brush strokes as opposed to and it's not there's not direct translations. There's certain
if you were to translate it directly, it wouldn't have the same meaning at all. It's very poetic in when it's written in Irish, you know, and no, translating it wouldn't.
It's
wouldn't
important. I mean, we know now over the last 5 years we've got 2,000 less Irish speakers in Donegal alone over the last 5 years. The census has shown us a massive drop, I think something like 15-16% in daily Irish speakers in Donegal alone. So, you know, we need to be doing something to sort of stop that. Exactly. Yeah. So you're doing great work there too. Right then, this is Kieran Gilchrist from Letterkenny, Stephen Breheny from Donegal Town, and this is off the new CD, Yehav, is it?
Yehav.
Not far off it, really.
Yeah.
I need to do a bit of work myself. All right, take it away, guys, when you're ready. It's on the bone, it's on the creek, it's father, oh.
cash shall na chira. Lena Pucky for re rock our Adam Golan. Spagu na boy refreeze grant and glass. Kate Slam.
Excellent stuff, lads. Thanks so much. So people can get the EP from Bandcamp.
Or I'm going to go down to Universal Books now. Superb. And put some in as well.
Brilliant.
So can get it there.
And there's great work. A lot of work has been done in getting Pieta House a base up here, but they also do great work no matter where you are, by the way. And the funds raised are going towards that as well. So fair play. And good summer. I'm sure you're going to have a cracking summer,
yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah.
So Conway's, did you say?
Conway's and
Fridays at a date to be confirmed, and then Letterkenny Golf Club then
Saturdays.
Excellent stuff. Thanks so much for coming up, and best of luck with the EP and the fundraising, and as I say, have a fantastic summer.
Thanks very much.